USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is downplaying criticism from parents that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention sought input from a top teachers union in developing its school reopening guidelines.
Well, I would say first that's false. Let's take a step back and talk about how the CDC works. The CDC, it's actually longstanding best practice for the CDC to engage with organizations and groups that are going to be impacted by guidance and recommendations issued by the agency.
That's White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. The exact language suggested by the powerful union was used in CDC guidance. Brandon Mitchell, a juror in the Derek Chauvin trial, may have jeopardized the guilty verdict by attending a rally last year and wearing a Get Your Knee Off Our Neck /BLM t-shirt, raising questions about whether he told the truth during jury selection. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.